they understand what that
the
is,
role
is,
that's, is
that's
playing.
Why
yes.
I believe
yes.
actions to bring them
yes.
to that awareness are very
yes.
important.
Of just how horrendous we have become, what kind of monsters we have become in the world, not just us, but I mean, what kind of monsters. We're very easy to put down Gaddafi or Khomeini or so on, but we won't really look at ourselves in terms of the monstrosity, the role. We can hardly get hold of it.
Very simple. I haven't really defined that policy, but the policy that they don't understand, and I think they would not support, is a policy which defends American interests around the world as defined by our leaders. Interests essentially in maintaining a global status quo extremely
yeah.
favorable to this country as a
yes,
whole,
yeah.
and in particular to those leaders and their
yeah.
elites that support them. They are committed to maintaining that by any means necessary.
Mm.
That means we've discovered assassination. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
It certainly means coups and covert action. It means aid and military regime to torturing, murderous, brutal regimes, as in El Salvador.
Yeah.
It means military advisors and troops, as we're now thinking of sending to El Salvador, and we did send to Vietnam. And all that the public has learned. By
yeah,
now.
And it may mean first strike
and
threat.
And it means first use. They're as
yeah.
willing, they're, it may mean first yeah. use of nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And to make that threat credible,
yeah.
they need, against people who may be allies of the Soviet, it wouldn't be a big problem to make it credible.
So what
against
are they,
people who didn't have
what
nuclear weapons.
One strategy is to say, what we Americans believe the following. I mean,
yeah.
to enunciate
yeah.
the religion.
We don't believe in initiating nuclear war.
Huh?
We don't believe in initiating nuclear
or
war.
Or say, like,
under
here is who we are at this moment, and say we do believe in it. I mean, make
yeah.
explicit
yeah.
who exactly we are at
That's
this moment
right.
by assuming that these people do represent
right.
who we are.
Yeah, I find
and
myself.
Then say, do you join this club or don't you? And if you don't join the club, what are you going to do about it?
That's right.
Because I think
That's
enunciating
good
what you've already bought into is the way. And the person say, I didn't buy into that. Oh, yes, you did, my
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
And I think accepting responsibility for what a representative democracy is about
yeah.
is a way to force the change. When you force people to say, you are responsible
yeah.
for this, rather than
yeah.
they're responsible for this.
I'd add one thing. It's not an addition. That's a good idea. I mean, I hear a good
yeah.
approach in what you're saying. And it's quite compatible with what you said. Not just as to approach it just in policy terms, we like this, we're against that, the budget's too big or whatever. I've always felt that this was a deeply moral issue, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
And my own reaction to it, I experienced as a moral reaction very largely. I also believed that the change would never be strong enough, broad enough, or committed enough, unless it was widely perceived as a moral issue, not by everybody, in
yeah.
the movement against these things, but by a lot of people who
yeah.
led the way or who took specially committed actions.
Mm-hmm.
It was important to see that. People who were recognized as specialists in moral matters
yeah.
by their position or by the fact that they have spent a lot of
yeah.
time in theology or ethics mm-hmm. or whatever, were being totally silent on these issues.
Yeah.
And I've always felt until this year,
mm-hmm.
how can I, who at least I can talk with expertise about
yeah.
these facts,
yeah.
which I think are relevant,
yeah.
how can I say, and by the way, I think this is deeply wrong and
yeah.
immoral and against various
yeah.
codes of morality, which are held, no doubt, by many
yeah.
of you and so forth,
yeah.
When every established church in sight
yeah, I understand.
Is being either silent or
yeah.
is on the other side. And
in other words, what this issue is now is to make morality a real variable in decision-making.
Now that the church leaders are doing this, see.
Or helping to do
now
it.
Now I can say
yeah.
wonderfully, marvelous, I agree with
yeah.
that. I'm part of that.
Rather than trying to slip it in under the economic or under
yeah.
the political
Well, or as I was saying, or present myself as though I was starting a new religion
yeah,
somehow.
I understand.
When I say that there is much to learn from the Buddhist tradition, let me be specific, or the mystical tradition. In the kind of problem, this problem, as was true on Vietnam, maybe, but much more so on this one, the first central problem of getting action done and together is dealing with the despair that challenges every person who thinks hard about the problem.
Yes.
And
why is the despair
action together helps. If you just find yourself by some having actually acting, it turns out that for at least a limited period while you're doing that, you do feel better. And that's worth knowing. It's a therapy.
It's uninteresting. But, right? I mean, the interesting thing is to acknowledge the despair, to acknowledge the existential condition, and to acknowledge, just like we're acknowledging what the human condition is and who we are, and acknowledge that we are facing our own death, and what it means. As this acknowledgement of what is deepens, then we trust these qualities shift.
I see you as your work, your day-to-day work, with yourself and with others, as addressed to that exact problem and among others, and very usefully, valuably, effectively, that you know something. You do have wisdom on this point to impart, and the wisdom tradition that you represent is extremely relevant to this question of how to avoid acting with panic, fear, desperation, or egotism. Mm. You can't avoid any of those, but totally. But how do you minimize? You certainly not the egotism, but how do you surmount that somehow and transcend it? And how can you live with temptations to despair, and particularly and hopelessness, and act effectively? And I believe you yourself have had this influence on many people. Many of them I know, my wife, for example. And I thank you for that, for your having doing that.
We have to at some point, maybe not tonight, but we have to at some point see the difference between the kind of mystic understanding and moral codes, because those are two different levels of the game.
Yeah.
And we've been focusing now more and more on the moral considerations of human beings. But the mystic context in which that exists is very different.
Yeah.
And that's another level out of the whole thing. And those two have to be brought to terms with one another, because the highest morality comes out of something beyond morality, not immorality, but something beyond morality, not out of fear, and not out of imposition from without. And that's why I have a hard time with the churches, because the churches function in the role of being the mediators between true mysticism and the parishioner who is given a moral code to address themselves to.
Yeah.
And in the way, it's like my old rabbi said, I am my religion is a folk religion, and I'm an interpreter of the law. When I talk to him about mystic experiences, he says they have no relevance to me at all, because we're dealing with the middle level of the game. And my feeling is that I'm not particularly interested in using mysticism per se as a teaching body of knowledge to change this situation. But I'm interested in having that funnel down into the quality of the way the morality is brought to the surface, which I think, and that flip from economic, political to moral, is an exquisite one that we're playing with here.
Well, for my final comment, it occurs to me, as you say that many of the people who were most influential in my own thinking, many of them were religious, were within a religious tradition. And virtually every one that I can think of was part of the mystical tradition of that particular religion, which actually separated him or her, or women, from the main body of their religion, actually, on the whole. By that standard, you may have a great future just ahead of you.
I'm learning a great deal from you. I assume this is a continuing dialogue that's going to go on, and I just really treasure it.